Archdeacon Ahmad Zurab, vicar of All Saints Church in Beirut, tells the story of one family affected by the explosion.
Well, we had a middle-aged couple, a Lebanese couple at our church. The husband was a lawyer in his younger days, but she did not work. Now, he stopped working a while back because his eyesight got really difficult. He suffered diabetes. In one eye, he almost lost his sight completely, and basically the other eye was barely functioning. So definitely he could not work. And so there were years in his life with no income. They actually had a rented house with the old secondhand car, 1 mile distance from where the explosion took place. And that's where they were living. And they could come to church on Sundays, which is not far for them. Sadly, the house was destroyed. It was destroyed. I mean, the building where they lived, they had many damages. The husband suffered splinters going to his eye. So she had to take him to hospital. Well, they had to actually do some treatment for him. And he was sent back home because the hospitals did not have space to keep anybody in. They went back home. But during this time, as normally in any big city, when something like this happens, it follows theft. So some of the things were also stolen. Basically, she couldn't get back to get anything from the house. And they moved to stay with her parents' house, which is where she's still staying. Now, the husband's condition just got worse, apparently. And sadly, a few days after that, he passed away. It seemed he was depressed because days after that, he was barely eating biscuits and drinking water, refusing to eat food. He was very quiet, and slowly he just went away to peace.